Hello! Welcome in to episode 71 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got a What's a Crack section, needles and pins, the swap section, a mum section with an update on the fish and chips baby jumpers. There's a collective update and I'm going to tell you about an amazing project that we're involved in. And the Drams is back this episode with our Burns Night special and a 12-year-old Cardhew single malt whiskey. I sponsor this from my own business, www.energyhunt.com, which is Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service. It pays for my still new laptop, pays my wage, therefore your podcast. So get your cup of tea and your craft and I'll tell you what crack is in Caithness this week.
What's the crack section?
What's the crack? Well, welcome into my bedroom for a change. It's Sunday afternoon and the bairns are watching Muppets from Space on the telly. And Hubby and I decided, well, off you go and record the podcast just now. So here we are. You're on my ironing board. So much for my wonderful new setup last week. Last episode I edited and I heard this crack every now and again. And I thought, at first, I thought that's the fire. Because that crackles away and often you get quattro pattering in and out or maybe snoring sometimes. But then I'm thinking it was me moving the mouse as I read through the script. And then also I realised my Susan Dolphin-endorsed Yeti microphone was not actually recording, albeit it was plugged in, but it was the computer's internal mic, which wasn't actually all that bad, really. However, you know I'm a bit of a control freak about my sound and editing, so don't go back and listen again, just for the crack. And this is going to sound very ungrateful, but you know how I say stop sending the yarn because I've got loads and loads and loads and not enough hours in the day? Well, hey. It's going to sound really ungrateful, but please include the patterns in that now. I have just as much patterns as yarn now, and it's becoming, well, overwhelming, I think. I do feel that if I get a gift of a pattern, I should make the effort to make it, and most of them, well, they're in my gift list, to be honest. But, wow, wowzers, 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 it says in the script. I must have been going a bit mad when I wrote that. I feel so greedy, and I want to make all the things. So, I tell you what. Please send yourself a pattern in my name if you feel the need. But subliminal message, send me machine embroidery thread. Subliminal message over. Oh, you're back in the room. No, seriously, you don't need to send me things, you know, except maybe messages or the odd letter in the post because I do like them.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello section. A sandy hello to new to me, been with me for a while now and been with me forever listeners. I do appreciate you tuning in and I hope that you're enjoying yourself. Please be in good health and especially you stateside with that influenza epidemic going about. It sounds awful. Get your flu jab. A sandy hello to new group members, Three Bad Cats, Jana24, Sparkle and Spin, Alil Ecot. I know that's not quite how you think you say that, but that's how it came out in my head. Beth J. Hall, Christy O'Milly, FRKSTRIK, not going to try and pronounce that, and Smoke and Ashes. Thank you for joining the group. It's lovely to have you aboard. It's been a bit quiet recently, people. Have a bit more blethering. I think what I'm going to do is shut the current What's a Crack discussion, because sometimes, well, I don't like going into a discussion that's been going on for more than one page. And I do like seeing what crack is with everybody and it's a nice place to put stuff of, oh, have you seen this? This person's giving away patterns or I've been doing this, check out that. But it's kind of not really been going very much recently, so I'm wondering if that's what it is. And it is a nice place to ask questions. Also, what I thought I would do is bring back the Chamber of Commerce because I know we've had designer rallies, but I know there's plenty of you lot with Etsy shops out there. So whilst I sponsor this podcast for my own business, as you know, there's nothing to stop you highlighting your own business in the Chamber of Commerce. So this is an open invitation to all those of Etsy shops, whether you want to give a coupon code, perfectly up to you. If you can afford to, that's wonderful. If you don't worry. I'm more than happy to highlight that you're out there. Random hellos are going to be this episode to Newbie Laura, Minnits, I'm a Busy Bee, Jenny Summerscales, Sparkly Licious, and Sandra Rum. And this weekend's news, oh, it's been sad. Algerian oil facility, the terrorist attack there, and the Glencoe avalanche where 4 people died. Our hearts and prayers are going out to all the families and friends of everybody involved with that. But we hope that you can get through this just one day at a time. And I do have some good news. is that Mr. Hawthorne C., who had been quite unwell and we'd been sending good wishes last year, he seems to be on the road to recovery, and I'm glad to hear this because I know he's a fan of the drams, and Mrs. Hawthorne C. most certainly liked this recovery too. In Australia, because that's where they are, I hope you get some lower temperatures soon. Tabophile, who's down there too, agreed with me on Twitter that she would swap some Pinot Grigio for snow. Now, how good a deal is that? Because I know down in the south of England, there's loads. I've got none. I'm quite happy to say that. It's cold and it hailed an awful lot, but nothing lay. So, and if you need a pee, stop now, because I've left in the dizzy laugh.
Needles and pins.
Needles and pins section. I have got three knitty needles to talk about this episode. They are the Knit Pro Symphony Interchangeable Set, a Pony Bamboo Interchangeable Circular Needle, and a Chai Gu Stainless Steel Fixed Circular Needle. Now, start with the Knit Pros, or Knit Picks, I think you call them over in America. I have a set of the Knit Pros Interchangeable Symphony. I don't think that's how you say it. Do you know that? I just have that in my head as, it's a symphony orchestra and I'm the conductor. A bit mad as a conductor. Anyways, these points are pretty and they're coloured wood points. The set comes with three lengths of cable and stoppers, possibly four, because I know I added to mine. And there's wee metal tools that you tighten them up. And there's a hole that you put the wee tool in. There's a wee hole that you put the wee tool in, which is in essence a fancy paperclip. And then you twist the needle on to tighten it to the cable. And it has a thread, like a screw thread, attachment to join them. The cables themselves are a bonny pink colour. They bend pretty well and they can unbend again. And if you were to encourage them too much, they can bend and stay bent. The problem most people have with these needles, I am picking up, is the joining of the needle to the cable. And I have myself over-twisted one, and the thread on the screw has sheared, and I can't really use it very much now. Knit Picks do have a no-quibble guarantee on their needles, so if you have any problems with them, you can exchange if you still have your receipt. As they are light wood, they are nice to hold. They're good for people with problems with their muscles or joints in their hands. They're smooth, yet they can grip the wool when they're needed. They're very pointy at the tip and they're excellent for lacy type of work. Now my problem with my size 4mm is that the wood has split at the tip vertically down. And although you can sandpaper them into any shape you want because they're wood, they've gone past this because I've sandpapered them twice now and I'm putting it down to I've had them 3 years, used them an awful lot, and it's just the way it is. I would have liked them to last a bit longer because I'm sure the guarantee's a bit longer than that. But I like the set and I keep them all together in the case, which I think could have had a few extra bits to it. The sizes are painted onto the wooden tips, which with use wears off pretty quickly. So you need to have a good sizing tool handy. And this is even if you keep them in their place with the elastic that keeps them against their size. They are handy to swap with friends and family if you need a size that you're not using, if they have the same set. I just wish their joins were a bit better and that my size 4mm hadn't split. Which is why I bought myself a Chai Gu Red Lace size 4mm. I asked Twitterland what they used and Chai Gu seemed to be the recommendation. I bought mine from pearlescence.co.uk for £7.15, who sent it first class and it arrived the next day, and inside the bubble wrapped envelope it came wrapped in red tissue paper. Oh, it was nice. And a wee business card which had a needle conversion. I'm thinking that same conversation. Wouldn't that be nice, a needle conversation? No, see, I actually reckon that my needles do talk to each other like Toy Story. Back to the script. And the business card has a needle conversion on the back of it. I thought this was a nice wee added extra, and I tweeted her and told her so. The needle itself is stainless steel, and it's not burnished stainless steel, which, oh, yuck. Even as I type that, I feel hair standing up, and now I'm seeing it again. Ooh! puts my fingernails down a blackboard. I just can't stand it. Oh, I'll tell you all my secrets. Please don't make me look or touch burnished stainless steel. Have my stash. Oh. Anyway, moving on quickly so I can forget that. I'm told that the points of these tips are hollow and that they're light to hold and they warm up really quickly. They do click together when you're knitting because, well, it's metal. Metal clicks. The cable is red, hence the name, I think. I'm sure it's probably something else. And it has a kind of texture to it which reminds me of snakeskin. Not that I know many snakes and it's not really like it, but it has a kind of bumpy and smooth texture all at the same time. It's not rough at all, it's just there. The cable join is smooth because it's a fixed needle and it won't twist out the screw, which in itself is a good thing and a bad thing. It means I don't have interchangeables, I've just got one needle for a certain length of cable. But I thought, well, I'll try these and see if I like them and see how we go. The name and the size is printed into the tip, and as they're quite new, I can't tell you if it would rub off. I'm not sure if it's embossed in. Is that the right word? You know when you take a wee metal thing and you tap it in with a hammer and it's got a letter or a number on the end? I think that's called embossing. But I tried it, scratching it with my fingernail, and I couldn't tell if it was painted or just embossed. So the tips are pointy. And I'm told when you're stabbing at your knitting, you won't stab yourself and your finger, as sometimes happens with other needles. And I haven't used mine in anger yet, before giving a final opinion, but I'm hoping that they would be a good replacement for my other size 4mm. I hummed and hawed about getting the interchangeables, but then you need the cables, what size you go for, and I thought, like I say, this is an experiment, and see how I get on. And also it gives me stuff to talk about to you. I must find from one of my many, many queued projects, thank you all people for the lovely patterns, stop now please, which one needs a size 4mm. How typical would that be? Not having one. Yeah, that's my life. Finally for this episode, I have been using a Pony bamboo interchangeable circular needle. Pony introduced the interchangeables and they have come in a range of sizes. I got one for my mum from John Lewis last year as a thank you for looking after the bairns when I was in Aberdeen last January. And as I'm going again at the end of this January, to anyone's about, it's the Scottish Renewables Offshore Wind Conference at the AECC, so look me up, I'll be hanging around. And the sizes from 4.5mm upwards have black joints and the sizes downwards have a metal join, which is quite handy to show the difference, but not so handy if you want to use one of the cables that, in essence, you need two sets of cables because one cable wouldn't do a size 3mm and then do a size 5mm because it's got a different end. Mum has been having bother with her knit pros for a while and she's bought a few over the years, but not like the full set like myself. She managed to murder three tips of various sizes. Well, she said that they committed suicide, but I reckon she murdered them. Plus, she's managed to get ones that kept on doing the cable join and losing knitting all over her lap, which was one of the Susan Crawford twin sets from her Coronation Knit. So I bought these, and she really likes them. They're not as pointy as the knit picks, but they're a nice weight, there's a nice warmth to them, and the cable join stays put for her. I'm using them this week on a Robin Ulrich Bosque hat, and on Saturday night, after recording the drams, I was knitting, much to my husband's sharp intake of breath. Do you think you should really be doing that, Louise? And I said, yes, it's fine, it's just the rib. But then four rows in, I realised that I'd twisted the cast on, not once, but twice. Not at that point in time, previous, when I was completely sober. And that the cable unscrewed itself. He took another sharp intake of breath, by which point he was like a blowfish. But as I twisted it, and I knew it had to come out anyway, I wasn't all that bothered. So I just ripped it right back out and sat and had more drink. And then have been sober ever since because it was a little bit too much. Remember when I say drink responsibly? That's what I mean. The next day, it's just not worth it. So where were we? I'm using the short cable of 16 inches on this hat and it's been in its packet for a while. And it's not untwisted very easily, so I don't think that helped when I was casting on. They are indeed not pointy, but I like them. I'm enjoying using them, and the reason I'm using them is because I don't have a circular in 3.75mm, and I wanted to try them out to tell you. And all in all, all three types of needles are good. They all have their good points and they all have their bad points. But I think between us, we can conquer the world. Pinky in the brain.
Coming up, it's there.
Coming up, the ICHF Creative Stitches and Hobbycraft Show is in Glasgow the 7th to the 9th of March at the ACCC, and they are having an exhibition of some Jane Austen garments from the BBC shows and films. And for all of you that are into Jane Austen, this would be wonderful. And as I said, I am not going due to someone in my house having a special birthday with a four in it. It's not me, nor my children. You put it together with the last episode, I think you might figure that one out. And anyway, but I am, however, going to the Edinburgh Yarn Fest on the 16th of March. We have arranged to stay at my brother-in-law's just north of Perth, and so I'm going to take the train in and back out, which is great for extra knitting time. Anyone wants to meet up, because I'm coming in by myself, and I'd like to have company with us at these events. I'm plotting about this as well, by the way, so I might drop a few breadcrumbs around the place, as I've asked a couple of you designer listeners to be in the alley, so I'll let you know and when it's all sorted. The stall holders announced so far are as follows. Ripples Crafts, Skein Queen, Old Maiden Aunt, Textile Garden, Yarn Pony, Border Tart, Sky Blue Pink Designs, Bee Inspired Fibres, Natural Born Dyers, Tin Can Knits, Wee County Yarns, Isolda, Lioness Arts, Jonathan Avery, Knitting for All, Travelling Yarn, Shilla's Deer, The Yarn Yard, Susan Crawford Vintage. Ooh, looking forward to meeting you. Other stall holders are still to be confirmed. I recognise most of them names. If you go over to www.edinyarnfest.com, then there are interviews with some of the stall holders and there's loads more information in there. I've been chatting away to lovely Lisa on Twitter, who's one of the organisers, and a few of the other podcasters are hoping to get there too. So, sounds quite good fun. Looking forward to that.
The grandma section.
Here is the mum section, where she gave an update on the fish and chip baby jumpers I thought you might like to hear. And we got invaded by Daisy, so aye. We're back with the mum section. Hello, Mum.
Hiya.
And she's going to give us a little update on the fish and chips babies jumpers that we talked about a few episodes back, because it's quite nice to know how things are going.
Well, I was talking to Janet, who delivers them down to Inverness, and she said she's taken down 135 jumpers.
Wow.
And I don't know how many hats, they're just small hats, and they're really cute ones they're knitted up. I don't know how she's took quite a few hats down. And I received yesterday from the Knit and Natter group I go to from our church 17 more jumpers for the fish and chip children. And I got more wool off Janet for the Knit and Natter and more patterns for the little hats. So, and the Baptist Church has still got to deliver their box full, so it's going really well. And Janet and I would like to really thank Daisy from Georgetown, who posted her jumper off to Louise. And very kind of you. And everybody was delighted. I was showing everybody your jumper. Thank you.
Thank you, Mum. It's nice to hear that there's still people knitting, and they don't take you very long, do they?
No.
Especially when you're a fast knitter.
Well, it's quite a good pattern to knit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's varied. You don't get tired of, you know, plain and purl, etc., etc.
And you never get two the same either, because there's 17 there and they're all very different, even the ones that are in the same colourways.
True, very true, yes. And, of course, they're all dark colours, so there's a really good mixture.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those 17 one we saw today. Wow.
Aye.
Lovely.
Yeah, and it was the talk of the steamy, because when we were over having our lunch, somebody stopped, and that's what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. She's knitted four.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear the crumbling in the background. I've told Daisy to be quiet, but I don't expect her to be. What else have you been making this week, Mum?
I've been hand quilting my quilt, the Wacky Stars quilt, and I'm going to make new cushion covers, and I was sorting out, I'm going to make the top part silk, mm-hmm. and the bottom half a very light suede. Mm-hmm. And it's gold silk and a quite a nice brown suede. Mm-hmm. So that's just for the front, and I might decorate it, I don't know. But I have lovely feather cushion.
On the inside?
On the inside, yes. So they're 18 inches. Mm-hmm. What I did do, I thought I would, what's the word,
reuse? Recycle.
Recycle. So I took the backs off, the old cushion covers.
We have been invaded by a tiger holding a Barbie fashion thing, holding a mobile phone.
It's very pretty.
Not to self-edit that out.
I was going to use the backs of the old cushion covers because it had zips in. Mm-hmm. And I washed them. And, of course, one's frayed from 18 inches to 14 inches. Oh. So I can't use those on my 18-inch cushion, the soft inside. So I'll have to put cotton, make cotton one back. So I was sorting out the materials yesterday.
Mm. We're being invaded by daisies. Right, Mum, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a beautiful knitted shawl, which you gave me, that you knitted, but you found that it's too long for you.
Yes.
And so I've got it, isn't it? It's beautiful. It's
well,
brown.
It's a dark brown. It's the cappuccino colourway of the Rowan Creative Worsted. And it's 75% wool and 25% alpaca. And I find that the alpaca and the wool together, it's quite soft and it grows and it'll carry on growing. So it wouldn't be very good for a cardigan. But I didn't realise as I was knitting it quite how long it was becoming until I took it off the blocking board and put it on. And I love it, but Mum loves it more. So
I love it.
Yeah. This is the Volksknitter's left a lovely, see how you see it. And we practiced, and it's Adirondack. Sarah Punderson, forgive me. I still can't see it. Anyway, it's linked in my project pages, and there's a picture of me wearing it because Daisy took it. I have a face. I've cut it off. Are you taking it?
It's lovely. You could drape it around, and it's lovely, Mum.
Mm.
And I love the way it's knitted up.
It's short rows. These wedges are done in short rows.
That's lovely.
So you've actually got on back to front, which is really cool. Thank you, Sarah Punderson, because you would never know. It's the reverse stockinette. You don't really tell. She's now fiddling. Mum loves a good faff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
So, and it's lovely and warm for this winter.
But it's a nice gift to give, and I feel happy giving it.
Yes, and I'm just delighted receiving it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right, that's enough from Mum section. Thank you, Mum.
You're welcome. Bye.
The swap section.
Swap. The dishcloth and recipe swaps have been assigned and paired up. If you still want to join, put your name at the bottom of the forum post, and if anyone else wants to join, then you can help out. I hope you're knitting or crocheting away, so please send out your parcel by the end of January 2013. And please, if you can, not me, I can figure out how to put a photo up, but if you can, what you get when you receive it. I like mine, so I still kind of did it. Stop looking at me like that. And I've been thinking about you swap people. As I've done quite a few now, I'm hoping that I've not paired you with someone you've already had, and I'm wondering a way around this. So I think if I open a thread and if you put your name in with whom you've already been swapped with so I can have a reference point, that might work. Question mark in the air. I went up at the end of the sentence there.
The beaker section. Me, 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 me!
Me, me, me section. And now on to the collective, which also includes me. Or when Sandy was recording it, he was calling it the beaker from the Muppet section because that's what Beaker says. Me, 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 me. That's what I let him. As mentioned in the Mum section, I have finished my Adirondack shawl. Thank you to you who keep trying to help me get to say this, but my brain just wants to call it Adrian, as in the film Rocky. But I won't, as it was a gift from Sarah Punderson, who has also knitted recently using sockweed yarn, and that might appeal to you also. I think it's a really lovely shawl. The construction of it and the knitting on it was just really nice, and I'm pleased that Mum has it. So I recommend this if you like a long, round shawl. Well, I think that the yarn choice had a bit to do with it too. I also finished Daisy's pink quilt that I started back in October when I got my sewing machine. She'd been asking and asking, and finally made the time and got the inclination. So it's now in her bed and off her bed when she's playing ghosties with Sandy this week, much to my disgust. But hey, she's four. It's lovely, beautiful material. And as Gold Thread said, if you use the best that you can afford, it makes such a difference when you're actually sewing on it or working with it afterwards. I cast on four times, but I am now okay on the lovely Robin Ulrich, hello, Bosque hat, using the same Rowan Creative worsted weight as the Adirondack shawl. Trust me, I put that in twice. I thought I'd got away with it as well. I figure the yarn shouldn't grow much with it being a hat and there not being much weight in it. The reason I've cast it on four times was because the first time I didn't have enough stitches. The second time I twisted the cast on once. The third time I had two twists in the cast on. But the fourth time is fine and I'm on halfway up the first pattern row. More on this next episode, I'll give you a better run on it. Hope I might be finished. And as you may or may not remember, I go to a textile artist group which I very much enjoy. And we have joined in the Great Tapestry of Scotland project. And this was the brainchild of the author Alexander McCall Smith, whom loads of you, I know, are very aware of as he wrote the number one Ladies Detective Agency series, amongst many other books. And I know a lot of you read his work, Paula from the Knitting Pipeline included. Hi, Paula. Anyway, Alexander McCall Smith had an idea when he saw the Bayeux tapestry that he thought Scotland should have one of its own. So he approached artist Andrew Crummy, and together with the historian Alistair Moffat, the great Scottish tapestry was born. There are over 156 panels currently being sewn on in and around Scotland. Our panel is number 74 and it is from 1851, a Caithness schoolroom. And it's about that time it's stated that 75% of children were in school, and along with Berwickshire, it was the most in the country at that time. It's probably about the same now. Sorry. Our panel is about 1.5 metre by 1 metre-ish sized. And although we don't have to cover it entirely, very daunting, that we have to have it back by June. And as it's to be put together with the rest of the panels for August onwards and is to be exhibited from then. From my memory, it was suggested to go into the Scottish Parliament. And I can't find that in writing now that I'm coming to tell you, so can't be certain where, but I will let you know when I do find out. In our textile artist, we had our initial meeting and stitched last week, and we are going to meet every week until June and make sure that the tapestry is like a hot potato and constantly being worked on and passed around so we achieve this. Plus we have carte blanche on the side squares and what we put in them. It has to be of its time and what Caithness would have then. We have got lots of suggestions we are working on. We've started a blog on it, www.caithnesstextileartists.blogspot.co.uk, and I intend to take photos and keep a record on it week by week. In our group, we have a range of experience and ability. They are all so far more experienced at me at patchwork and quilting, but some not so much at the embroidery. And it's a challenge for all of us, which is quite good. I'd say to Dorothy, if she could machine embroider it, it would be done by next week. And she laughed and said yes. But as it's all to be hand-stitched using only the Appleton crewel wools that we were supplied with, and we can request more, but we haven't to use anything other than those specific wools, and we can't paint on it, we can only embroider onto it. The outlines are to be in specific colours defined by them, and there's a fair amount of restrictions. And it's only hand-stitched, and only one person can realistically work on it at the one time. So the rest of us decided to do small designs of what we would have in the side panels. These are to be in any technique we wanted. It's to complement it, not to go on it. And we might show it in our own local library before we post the big panel south to go with its friends. Ours are to be inspired by Caithness. It's actually the name of a local designer. She's quite good, by the way. Go and look her up. It's just pieces that we get inspiration from in a Caithness theme. such as we have flagstone walls, which is great big slabs of rock, and they're set on their edge and used as fences. And as the flagstones are sedimentary rocks laid down from years of sediments, as you well know from Scottish segment recently, then I thought I could have a portion of the fence and layer up on the materials. I sort of know what I mean in my head, and I've not yet started it, nor can I explain it very well. Although, much thanks to Valerie, who set up the tapestry project on our end, and send us good, productive stitcherly thoughts. I will keep you updated as we go. It would be very interesting to hear if any of you are doing this around Scotland also. Drams. And on to the dram section this episode. If you're not into the drinking, then thanks for listening. I'll catch you next episode, as there's only blah 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 stuff after it. For the rest of you, we had our own Burns Night supper, a bit early, but, well, just the usual nonsense, so I hope you enjoy it.
We're dramming, we're dramming, we're dramming, we're dramming, we're dramming, we're dramming, we hope you like dramming too.
Hello and welcome into the very special, well it's always very special when it's us, Burns Night supper. And tonight we are doing a...
Speyside Cardhu 12 year.
Single malt.
I've cheated and had one a few nights back.
Yes, you have. But we also realise what a cool cork it has. Because coming up is Burns Night, which is where we celebrate all things Robbie Burns and his poetry and the influence he had on Scottish literature.
Well, some of us do.
Well, Richard doesn't really like him, but it means that we can eat haggis. So in a typical Burns Night, they toast, they take the haggis in, pretend we've got pipers going, and they have a big, huge silver platter. There's a great big silver knife, and it's all very posh. Well, tonight we've got it microwaved, it's in a blue bowl, and it's sitting in front of us just now.
And I'm very hungry.
Richard's very hungry.
So that ready? Describe the cork.
The cork is immense. It's got a wooden-ish top to it, so it looks like a mushroom, and the top is the wooden part and the bottom is the corky bit. It's a lovely looking bottle
and a fine box too,
and it's got a nice box. It's kind of a deep mottled red, a little bit difficult to read the little gold writing, but it looks classy. It gives the essence of classy.
Now, cheers, Langevin.
Langevin to the haggis, and now we're going to eat it. So when you have your haggis and it comes out, and you have to sit there and watch somebody talk about it, and you're kind of hungry by this point in time. But this,
extremely hungry.
We'll go on to talking about the drams after Richard has filled his face, because I'm going to pause it here. But we have to do the address to the haggis. So, fair fa', your honest, sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race, aboon them I ye, take your place, panach tripe or thairn. Weel are ye worthy o' a grace as lang as my arm. The groaning trencher, there ye fell, your hurdies like a distant hill, your pin wad help to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. His knife see rustic labour dicht, and cut you up with ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails bright like ony ditch. And then, oh, what glorious sight, warm reeking. Rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, till take the hindmost on they drive, till all their wheels squalled kites be live, are bent like drums. The old good man mayst like to rive, bathen kit hums. Oh, there that o'er his French ragout, or ollie that would stir a sou, or fricassee wad macker spew, with perfect scunner. Looks down with sneering, scornful view on sick at dinner. Poor devil, see him o'er his trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank a good whiplash, his knee a knit, through bloody flood or fail to dash. Oh, how unfit! But mark, the rustic haggis fade, the trembling earth resounds his trade. Clap in his wally neave a blade, he'll make it whistle. And arms and arms, and heeds it will sneed, lick taps o' thristle. Your powers wha make mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare. Old Scotland wants nae skinking ware that joups and luggies. If you wish her grateful prayer, gee her a haggis.
I tell you, Anyone that could spout so much nonsense for so long couldn't be hungry in the first place.
Oh well. Here's the haggis. I'm going to enjoy my dinner and we'll talk about the drafts.
It's lovely. It's very nice.
Yeah, sorry about the munching in the background. Right, well, that's us finished with haggis.
How was it?
It was quite nice. It was from Harald the Butcher's in Wick.
When did they shoot that?
Well, he said it was warm.
Got a fresh kill then?
Fresh kill, aye. Because I went in and I says, can I get a haggis? And he says, aye, I've just got little ones just now. I says, oh, that's fine. He says, when did you get that? And then he says, well, it was shot this morning.
Aye? Mm. I don't mind a wee one, but I'm not so keen on the wee ones. But as long as it's fresh and it's in season.
It's quite evil thinking about shooting a tiny little haggis.
That wasn't that wee one. That was a good 2 or 3 person portion.
Oh, yes.
Aye.
Definitely.
Aye.
Anyway, haggis isn't just for Christmas. A haggis can be eaten at any time of the year.
So long as it's in season.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or you've got it in the freezer. I have to admit, I like mine with tomato sauce and Worcester sauce.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I really enjoyed that. I was so hungry.
It wasn't as peppered as I've had a haggis. No, I think McSween's haggis of Edinburgh are a little bit more peppered.
Mm-hmm.
But very tasty.
It was washed down with a fine whisky. Now,
right, where are we with our Cardew?
Well,
right, colour in the bottle is quite dark.
It's quite a dirty. It's a dirty colour, that.
Is that a dirty Winnie the Pooh or a very light Chewbacca?
I would say I would be erring on the light Chewbacca.
Chewbacca when he was young.
Yeah, when he'd been out in the sun.
Drink responsibly, people. The bottle itself is square with rimmed top.
Almost medicinal kind of looking, isn't it?
Oh, you say that about all of them. It's just medicinal. And it's dark red with, well, a mottled kind of dark red.
It's kind of burnt red, isn't it?
Aye, and it's got gold writing, which is fine. It's 40% volume and it's 70 centilitres. Get me, I remembered. Happy me. There's a lovely seal in gold with the picture of the distillery, Murrayshire. Where is Cardew?
I believe it's in a place called, I'm not sure about the pronunciation, Archiston? Archistown?
I quite like Archie Town.
Archiston. I'm sure it'll get smoothened off.
Yeah. And where is that, Richard?
It's on the Speyside Whisky Tour. We only know this because we looked it up, but it's on off the A95.
Shh, didn't I tell them that?
Well, I've never been there, but it has got a fine whisky pedigree.
Why?
Because there's a few fine whiskies nearby there. Such the Macallan.
Ooh, we know about the Macallan.
What else was there? Knockandoo? The Tamdoo?
Let's be a bit quicker on this one. Cardew, Tamdoo, Knockandoo, and the Macallan.
Aye, Knockandoo. I've never had one of them.
Well, maybe we'll
I've had a Cardew and I've had a Macallan.
I reckon that'll be part of the whole whisky trail and going up and down.
Oh, aye.
I think this is in our future.
Quite possibly. But we need a driver.
Tell you what, though,
Wait till one of the bears has passed their driving test. Then we'll do it.
Jane will still be podcasting about whisky then.
Who knows? Probably. Let's hope so.
Right, so we've done the colour, we've done the...
Right, we'll do a wee pour. Oh, hear that, hold on.
Oh, nice cork action there.
You like my cork?
I like your Cardew cork.
You want a wee top up?
No. Don't you drink responsibly for people.
Right, we do a wee swirl.
Wee swirl.
Now I know that's good because I... Tuesday night when I came home after a very long, long day.
And why was it long? What did you pass?
Oh, I did five-hour practical assessment sat and passed 2 written exams for high voltage switching operations, basically isolating and energising substations and doing permitry and stuff.
For you that actually understand that, it's really interesting and very good. For the rest of us, just pat my back, that's what I did. But it's really good for the business. So that's business news today. Richard's adding a drop of water. Now, can you describe the colour of your whisky in the glass? It's kind of quite honey colour, isn't it?
Honey, it's kind of what that.
Kiss me, honey, kiss me. Smell.
I should have smelt the glass before I poured the water, but I've already done all that, so.
Oh no, we're doing it all back to front today.
Well, we already had one. To wash down the haggis.
Yes.
And I had to have a whiskey just so I could endure and suffer rabid burns.
Where do you stand on pouring your whiskey on top of your haggis?
That's what Worcester sauce and tomato sauce is for.
You don't do it then?
No.
He stands in the sitting room. So for all of you stand in the kitchen doing that, don't let him see it, because to him that's a waste of haggis.
And whiskey.
That's what I meant to say.
Even though it's all going down the same hole.
Glass. Right, what's next?
Well, we smelt it and we're getting... It's quite a subtle taste. And I have to say, I'm kind of smelling haggis as well, so...
It's an excellent dram for smelling haggis. For smelling haggis. Peaty. That's what haggis
is. It's a very subtle flavour, odour to it.
Mm. Well, wait, I'll have a wee read of the notes. Have a drink. Well, another one.
I find it quite nutty. Mine I said the other night, I find it quite nutty.
Right, we're looking at...
The aftertaste is quite sweet, I find.
They've got swan neck copper stills, and they've got oak casts.
Which is maybe where the nuttiness comes from.
Yeah, ripe pears and fragrant fruits.
I'm not getting that.
And balanced and sophisticated on the palate with a pleasing sweet smoothness and crisp finish.
I'm getting the sweet finish and the crispness, yeah.
I'm getting the crisp finish because I find it quite burny.
Do you?
Mm.
I just get a kind of nutty flavour, the first sort of impression, and then it kind of goes sweet, and then, like I say, it's a Christmas.
From memory, I'm thinking it's definitely an oaky type of dram, as opposed to a sherry cask type of dram, which tends to be more of a honey thing, a kind of sweet. I know it says it's supposed to be sweet. You've kind of been a bit negative about Robbie Burns, Richard. Would you like to explain?
I do appreciate that he's a very popular poet. But I don't really appreciate or have any sentiment about what he stands for. See, he wasn't a very nice person in his day, I believe, womanising and not treating people very well. And well, he was always, his poems always kind of support and an advocate for the poor and the needy. Yet he was a tax collector and he took off the poor and the needy and gave it to his rich.
So you find him a bit hypocritical? And it's
hypocritical. I find the whole thing hypocrisy. Yeah. As well as that, the whole language side of it is...
Richard's just giving Quattro a really dirty look because all you can hear is Quattro snoring. If you're picking that up, that's Quattro.
Well, the Ayrshire dialect, which is what he basically writes his poetry in, which
that's,
I know a
that's
lot...
That's where it's from.
I know it's where it's from. I know a lot of guys from down that way, and it's a fine accent. Mm. But it is not typical of the rest of Scotland. There's a whole load of different dialects, so why should one man from there, from one era, become Scotland's national bard when there are, in my opinion, far better poets?
Robbie Burns is not for everyone, and I
do appreciate why his poetry is popular, but I just
don't appreciate it myself. We never got rammed down our throats when we were at school.
I did.
I can appreciate that he wrote and people took inspiration from the fact that he did write. And it might have influenced somebody more interesting to us. Because to me, 250 years ago is a long time and it's some culture. Anyway, so your point is you don't really like Robbie Burns much?
I'm just not a fan. I've heard other poets and I've...
Do you know what? My very good friend David Lavery doesn't celebrate Robbie Burns night. He has J.K. Rowling night instead.
I think that's a fine thing to do, although I'm not a massive fan of J.K. Rowling either.
Stuart McBride, Ian Rankin, Ian Bank. You could even have Ewan McGregor night. Choose whatever Scot you fancy. And if you want to eat a haggis, eat a haggis. But we didn't, it was very nice.
Just make sure it's in season.
Absolutely, right. Shoot your haggis responsibly, people. Oh, final thought on the cardoo.
I like it. It's nice and subtle. It's not massively outstanding. It doesn't stand out as a distinct flavour, but...
It's got a cooler bottle than I think it is.
Yeah, I know, but you got to go beyond the marketing and the...
Oh, I like the marketing.
Yeah, you got.
I fall for the marketing.
You got to look through the first and visual impressions. It's nice. It's nice. I would have it again, but it wouldn't necessarily be my first choice in a dram.
I would agree with that. It's nice, and actually it was... You bought this one, didn't you?
I bought. This was my Christmas treat.
Was this on special?
Kind of, yeah.
Can you remember the price?
About £26.
Ouch. That is almost half a sled from Lidl's.
It was reduced from 35 or 38.
Wow.
That's almost a whole sled
from Lidl's. Or a radiator, depending on what you want. This is our new... This is how much a jar of honey costs.
This is about the discussion we had last night. If you bought a radiator, you could use it as a sledge and take it home and warm yourself up. And you could do the same with a sledge. You could take a wooden sledge out, sledge with it, take it home and burn it and warm yourself up. But if the radiator still worked after warming yourself up, you could take it out sledging again. So I think a metal radiator has got more longevity for £40 than a wooden sledge for £40.
And we Peter was completely sober when we did this.
I'm always sober.
No, you're not. We were in the car driving home. However, it was quite funny. And now everything is gauged by a little sledge or radiator, both of which are £40.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah section. Thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me. My email is keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Twitter and Pinterest, and Facebook as keithnesscraft. Though I do find that if I'm on the other ones, because I know you so much on Ravelry as your Ravelry names, when you go into Facebook, I have no idea who some of you are. So if I look, have that blank face of, hello, that's why. But I quite like it. And you can access my Flickr photos from LouiseJ2010 or via the Podbean site, which is www.keithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com, and the photos are down the right hand side. The music has been provided by me this time. I can play the piano, you know, albeit not very well anymore, but I can still read music, and plus it's my grandma's old piano, the middle C sticks. I tried to edit as best as I could, and the bairns were there and my mum was making a noise in the background, but there you go. Thank you for listening, and do keep on crafting.